Welcome to the Writer and the Geek podcast, episode number 4. Time is one of those mysterious things about which the more we learn, the more we are lost. Let's jump straight into today's topic, which is about phantom time hypothesis. Let's start today's show.
Wait a second. I've got something here.
What is that?
You want some?
Is that Poppins?
Yes, it is. You remember these things?
I remember having these in 90s when I was a kid, when I used to go to school. This was a favorite thing to
have. Well, you get it. Even now.
Now in 21st century, you still get this thing?
21st century?
Yeah.
Is it?
I mean, what do you mean, is it?
So, you know about the Middle Ages, right?
But that statement itself is a little bit ironical because we don't know much about Middle Ages.
Yes, especially the first part of Middle Ages, yeah. The earlier
called Dark Ages.
Yes, right? It was especially dark because we don't have many evidence or records of what happened during those times, right?
Yeah, that's why they're called dark. It's not because they didn't have electricity at that time.
Electricity? Are you serious? At least they had horses.
Yeah, they had horses.
Well, probably because those times didn't exist. That's why it's called the Dark Ages. Haven't you thought about it?
Wait. Those times didn't exist?
Yeah.
I've heard some theory that came up in 90s or something. Which
exactly.
Says that Middle Ages
1991 to be exact, I think.
Okay.
It's called the Phantom Time Hypothesis, which was proposed by Mr. Herbert Illich, who's a German, proposed this theory that during the Middle Ages, there was a controversy which happened because of which the 297 years were added to the history.
Mm-hmm.
From AD 614 to 911, it is said that those times didn't exist, but it was added to the history.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So how he got to know about this, like how he proposed this theory, is through the lack of evidence that we have about those times.
You mean the lack of historical events? Nothing interesting really happened,
yeah,
during the Dark Ages, right?
Yeah, it was like there were scattered families over here and there. And unlike today, we have 7 billion people,
mm-hmm,
these days, right? Those times it was very less. So everything was scattered. But
I think people were just lazy and sitting at home during those 300 years.
Yeah, probably they were like milking cows and cutting trees.
Yeah.
And during winter, they'll just hibernate.
Or maybe they were just preparing for the coming, golden years, which started with this millennium or something like that.
But you think they can predict the future? How would they know that the golden years are coming?
They were creating the future.
I'll give you a better suggestion, you know. What if those signs never existed?
Yeah, maybe, that's what this guy says, right?
Yeah, maybe that's why we don't have much information and people is said to be lazy and all that. Like, I mean, people, there are not much records during, mm-hmm, that time. It's because, mm-hmm, of that, because it didn't exist. So people were like, the people who inserted that period into that the history,
mm-hmm,
they were more lazier than these people, I think. So they inserted a little bit of information about those times, and the rest it was kept as it is. So because of that, it's called the Dark Ages. And mainly, you know, the records we have during that time, right?
Mm.
From the historians and all. It is proved to be, some of those things are proved to be forged.
Okay.
So, even though we have the records and all that, there is a high chance that those things are forged and, mm-hmm, it's all false information. So, I think this theory holds true up to some extent, don't you think?
But is that all that he...
No,
that
no,
made
no, no,
him,
No. There is another point, which is the architecture during that time, which was pretty much similar to the architecture which the Roman Empire had.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but the difference, the time difference between Roman Empire and the Dark Ages, which is huge, right? Around like 600,
yes,
600, 700 years around. But if the Dark Age period had the same kind of architecture, it means that it should have been closer to that time, right?
Yeah, so if you remove 300 years, this so-called Dark Ages building should have been constructed somewhere around 400, 300
yes.
AD, right?
Yes, yes, yes.
That is a valid point.
Yeah, that's,
yes.
that's one point. That's the second point, I think. Yeah, okay. Historical evidences and then Roman architecture.
Mm-hmm.
And one more point he put forth was the Gregorian calendar.
Yeah, the calendar.
I think I would like you to talk about it. You know?
Okay. So,
start with Julius Caesar. Mr. Julius Caesar.
So, the calendar that we use now is called Gregorian calendar because Pope Gregory, sometime in the 16th century, is the one who commissioned a new calendar because of the discrepancy that existed in the Julian calendar, which we were using from around BC 40 or something.
Yeah.
Julius Caesar had made some changes to the existing Roman calendar, which had 10 months. He added an extra month called July into the calendars just so, just to satisfy his ego, I guess. So
famous
that,
people and they're crazy.
Yeah, so he added, he just went ahead and said that, you know what, the year has 10 months. Why don't I put a month, insert a month with my name in it? So that's how you got July. And Augustus was his successor. He thought, if he can do it, why can't I? So he added August. Now, effectively, what it has done is, if you look at September and October, Septa actually refers to 7 and Octa is 8. But they are 9th and 10th months respectively. So this is the reason that that got pushed. They could have actually added it after October, right?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
So it would have been like June, September, October, July and August.
July and August.
Simple,
yeah.
Man. You could have
I think it's one of the stupid things that Julius Caesar did other than his ability to choose friends, right?
And having an affair with... Did he have an affair with Cleopatra? Or
I've
was
heard.
It
I've
Mark
heard.
Anthony?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, my OCD kind of is stuck on that. He could have added it after September and October, right? At least those months would have been in the right place.
Yeah.
Anyway, so what happens with Julian calendar is there is always a discrepancy of around 10 minutes and few seconds every day.
Every day?
Yes. So if you calculate that for 100 years, so in a century, effectively, you have close to a day of discrepancy.
Okay.
Okay? Now, since we started around... let's say BC 40, till the time Gregory, you know, Pope Gregory commissioned a new calendar, there was a discrepancy of 13 days.
13
actually.
Days.
But the Pope corrected the calendar by only 10 days.
Why
okay.
So?
So that means there is a discrepancy of 300 years, right?
Mm.
That is one of the other points that our German guy mentioned in his theory, saying that the Pope corrected it by only 10 days because he knew that 300 years were just added in the Middle Ages.
Okay. Ooh,
now,
okay.
That is an argument in favor of our
phantom time
yeah,
hypothesis.
Phantom time hypothesis. So, what he says is Pope already knew about this discrepancy which happened. I think it might be one of those Vatican secrets which we have, you know, many people have conspiracy theory about. You have read it a lot about that in Da Vinci Code and all that stuff, right?
Yeah.
So it might be one of those secrets that they have kept and Pope already knew about it. So that is why he kind of corrected it only by 10 days. Now that again is a counter argument to this theory as well.
Mm.
So the reason that people say Pope made this error in correction is because he wanted the day of Easter to align with the day which that was chosen during the Council of Nicaea, which happened around 313 AD sometime in Constantinople.
Wait. Council of Nicaea, what is that?
Okay, I'll just give you a brief idea about what it is. So, as per conspiracy theories, I'll tell you what people think what it is and what it actually was. So, if you have read Da Vinci Code, right, it talks a lot about the divinity of Jesus and the Bible and Gospels. And
is it mentioned in that book?
Yeah, it is mentioned.
Oh, yes, I've heard about Council of Nicaea,
so that
but
is,
I don't remember.
So, the way it is mentioned is, the author says that that was the council which decided whether Jesus was a god or not.
Hmm.
So, it's a controversy. I mean, an author can write whatever he feels like, right? So, what is the fact and what he's written is completely... It might be his own
debatable.
Fantasy. Yeah, it's a debatable topic. We are not going into that. One other topic that he mentions is that was where the day of Easter was decided. Okay. Also, which gospel to be included in the Bible and so on and so forth. That might just be a fiction. But the actual reason the council was set up was because Constantine wanted this constant torturing of Christians to end. So Christians during those times were facing a lot of issues.
It was like, not as popular as it's...
No, it was not. It was not even a state religion, or it was not even accepted as a religion because others were not happy with this.
They followed the pagan gods and all that.
Correct. Like, Romans were mostly pagan. Religiously, they were more pagan. So they had an issue with Christianity. So he wanted all these things to end. But the main reason they met was... So there was a kind of a bishop from Alexandria. His name was Arius. So he came up with the theory saying that Jesus Christ cannot be considered as God. God is a separate entity. Jesus is just a son of God. So he has a more of a human nature rather than being divine. Okay. Right? So this created a little bit of unrest amongst all the existing Christians, and they wanted to debate. They started debating and, you know, kind of coming up with their own argument saying that this is not right. So that created a split. What Constantine really wanted was for all this arguments to end and Christianity to be, people to be more tolerant towards Christianity and let Christians follow their religion as a part of the state.
Peacefully.
I mean, yeah. So if I am a citizen of Rome and a Roman Empire and I want to follow Christianity, I should be able to do that.
Okay.
So that was his main intention. He wanted peace in his country. There is a speculation which, like, you know, Constantine made Christianity as a major, I mean, the state religion, but that was not the case. Or at least that is what, you know, people who come up with their thoughts about what happened in Council of Nicaea, they say that that was not the real intention. The real intention was to accept Christianity as a religion. And give them, you know, their own status. So, after the council, so there were some 1800 odd bishops who were invited for the council, of which 300 turned up. They debated on many topics, like, you know, the day of Easter and all that stuff. One of the points was to decide whether Jesus was God or not. So at the end, they decided, yes, Jesus was God. So Arius was declared a heretic and he was exiled. So that was the outcome of Council of Nicaea. We can probably go into depth in some other episode. Yeah.
It's a good topic.
Yeah, there is a lot to discuss about it.
Interesting, man.
But looking at it from a historical perspective, not a religious perspective, because religion is something that creates a lot of debate. I'm just talking about it from a historical perspective because it is significant in this phantom time theory, right? So the date of Easter was kind of decided at that time. So Pope wanted that date to be, you know, coinciding with the existing calendar. So that is why instead of 13 days, he made it 10 days. So this is an argument which is a counter argument towards this theory, right? So people say that that is the reason he changed it.
It's not because of the 300 years.
Not because of the 300 year discrepancy.
But think about it. Like, to pull off such a huge controversial thing, right?
So the reason...
Do you think it's possible?
Yeah. So going back to why it was done. So there should be a reason for adding all these 300 odd years. I mean, what are you getting out of it? So there was this emperor called Otto the Third. He was one of the Roman emperors who lived around 19...
I think 700.
No, 700 who, no, no, no. Right? He lived around... So he lived around 980 AD to 1002 AD. So he died very young, I think 21, 22 years. But during his time... So there was this... general speculation. There are two theories again. There was this general speculation that Christ is coming back sometime during the end of the millennium. So the end of the millennium will fall around 1080, right? The supporters of this theory say that Otto was not actually living in the 900s.
Around time, right?
he lived somewhere around 600-700.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about.
So what he wanted, the first theory says that because Jesus Christ coming, you know, the second
supposed
coming
to
was,
come back yeah. during the
so he wanted that to happen reign. During his reign. So he thought just by adding 300 years and making it 1080, Jesus might come back a little sooner, right? I mean, that was really stupid.
You know,
doesn't Jesus Christ count the number of years?
I don't know. You know, the thing is, we say that our generation is the most stupidest, but think about what people have done in the past, right? Seriously.
That's why it is Dark Ages.
Yeah. And seriously, this could have happened, but seriously, who knows?
I mean, he just thought that just by fast-forwarding the time, Jesus is going to come back little sooner.
It's not a freaking boombox.
If he is... I mean, see, if Jesus... is sitting in heaven, he could see that this is happening. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, he's not a... Not
he wants to... he wants to con the God.
Yeah, that doesn't which... Anyway, that was one theory. The second theory says that he just wanted to be the emperor who was ruling the empire when the millennium crosses to the next one. So, yeah. So, he wanted to be the emperor during the millennium change. Like when... we cross from the 900s to the...
Yeah, people will remember that, right? Because
yeah,
of the
so,
dates.
Because of the dates. So, he wanted his reign to be significant prosperous. During those times. So, another thing with this is, you have heard of emperor, great conquerors like Charlemagne,
yeah,
right? Charlemagne. He was supposed to be the guy who united the entire Europe for the first time. Almost.
He formed EU.
Early form of EU, actually. So, what people... the historians who support this claim say that, if you look at Charlemagne's history, like the things that he's achieved in his life, it's almost impossible for a single person to do so many things in one life.
Mm.
So what people supporting this claim say that Charlemagne was a character that was created by Otto. He was an image of what he wanted to be,
okay.
like a great conqueror. And his life was inspired by many other emperors who were existing during that time. So he was not a real figure. He was a, you know... creation of his mind. So that is why he comes during those ages.
Like his achievement records book is like something which a person, one person alone cannot achieve
yes.
in his whole life.
So there is a limit to what
okay.
you can do in your life, right? So Charlemagne's life looks like it's a combination of
different
two to three
yeah.
different.
So groups. So there is a speculation that he did not exist. He was brought to life by Otto.
Yes.
Wow.
So that is a thing in favor of this theory again.
Just a second, let me pop a poppins.
Again?
You want?
No.
Yeah. But seriously, think about it. To pull off something of such...
Yeah, to pull off something
extent,
like this...
Do you think it'll happen? I want it to happen because, yeah, conspiracies are always cool, right?
I don't care if whether it happened or not because it doesn't make any difference to me.
Come
whether
on.
I'm living in 17th century or 2021st century.
Come on, it's like you're living at the time when Washington, George Washington...
Then there. George Washington was not living in 17th century,
at least
right?
You can
he
say
would have
like
been
we'll,
in 13th century.
See, the people who lived during that time, they knew it that it was the 18th century, right?
But that is a dumb claim, right? Anyway,
still,
you're not in... there is still,
isn't it fun at least
there,
to think about it like
there is
that.
Still a 200 odd year difference between when George Washington lived and I lived.
Come on, have some fun, man.
Again, to pull off something like this, it was really difficult because there were multiple entities that had to be convinced, right? It's not just the Roman emperor. You have your pope.
Church.
Who was all powerful at that time? The church should be convinced.
Byzantine.
You had the Middle East kingdoms. You have Anglo-Saxon, that is Britain.
Mm.
I mean, exist current England and all that. So, people who are opposing this theory put forward this argument, saying that it's not easy to pull off such a thing during those ages when there were the literacy. I mean, the communication was not that great. It's really difficult.
But the literacy thing, yeah, because of the low literacy rates, right? Only the clergymen, the noble people and the people who are associated with the church used to be educated, right?
Yes.
So, yeah, others had to talk to these people, like communicate with these people to get to know about the date or even the time, right?
Yes.
So, probably they could have conned them, right? maybe if they had worked together, if there was, there is a possibility for them to work together, right?
Yeah.
Because you have heard the church doing things for their own...
Yeah, because common man didn't have access to many things those times. We didn't have social media, especially, where use...
Even tissue paper was not there, I think.
Yeah. So, they didn't have a way of knowing what really what really is going on. So, yeah. That can be said, you know, that can be considered as a favorable condition for spreading something of this this level.
But seriously, creating a past that didn't exist to glorify the whole thing, it would have been awesome, right? To con the whole generation, not the whole generation, the coming generation, like everything that comes afterwards.
Yes. Okay, before we close off, one more point which stands against this theory is... So, this guy used dendrochronology as one of the claims for supporting his theory.
Haribol.
Yeah, so dendrochronology is the science where you look at the tree rings. So, it is assumed that every year the tree adds a ring to its bark. But somehow, later he realized that there were some errors in it. So, before he could go back to his publishers and ask them not to publish that part, they had already published it. So, this entire theory is based on a fact which is untrue. So, that is reason enough for me to not believe in it.
Yeah, that's true. But the thing is, I wanted to believe in this so much, okay? But even I have a point against this. Even though I wanted to believe that this theory holds true. But yeah, the point is, the records were checked with the Chinese civilization which existed during the Dark Ages. And what Mr. Haribert proposed did not match with the records of those times.
So you mean to say that China had a good, you know, a lot of documentation about the history of during that
time? Yeah. So which made it a proof that the phantom time hypothesis does not hold.
I don't know why in all these conspiracy theories and studies, they just ignore the rest of the world. It's just always, mostly it is concentrated around European region, right? If we had just gone back and studied the Chinese history, as you said, probably he wouldn't have come up with such a weird thought.
Probably that's a topic we can talk about some other time.
Yes. So that means two things. Number one, the year 2012 is yet to come.
Oh.
End of the world is coming, I guess, right? But we'll not be there to see it because this is year 1720 or something.
I want to see it, man, seriously.
Second thing, I think Green Day should rewrite their song.
21st century breakdown?
It is 17th century breakdown. Alright, I think so, that's it.
So that was today's episode on Phantom Time Theory. If you have more to add to this topic, head over to our website and put your comments in the comment section or tweet us at WriterandGeek. As always, if you like our show, please don't forget to give us a 5-star rating on iTunes and Stitcher. Along with your ratings, don't forget to review our show, and we will see you the next time.